So Melech Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Sima Shincha Beis, the halachas of Noilud on Shabbos. Siv Vav says Mechaber Hamachalik is on the bottom of page 304. Kufnun Beis on the Beis. Hamachalik Libnei Beis and Monas B'Shabbos. If someone divides to his family members portions on Shabbos, Yochel Hotel Geirul, he could make a lottery. Let to say Lemisha Yitzei Geirul Pliny. Whoever gets this lottery, this lot. Yeah, as a continued of Kufn Gimel of Chilik Pliny Shalai, will have that portion to be his. This is if the portions are equal. But in Oisin, it's not doing this like Elash Vesim, only to make it even. Shalai Lahotel Kin B'neim, not to make any jealousy amongst them. But with others, Asr it's forbidden. Kimish Makpidim Zelze, since they're particular one with the other, Yavoil De Mido Mishko, they're going to come to measuring and to weighing. But to give a large portion, and opposite a smaller portion, and to make a lottery for them, even for his family members, even during the weekday, because of gambling. And some say with his children and his family members, he's allowed to make a lottery, even. A big portion, opposite a small portion. Because they're not particular, God says Rama. Also, lahatl girl b'Shabbos, it's forbidden to do a lottery on Shabbos. I feel like the enemy, even through non-Jew, says Marvel. Says Mishbura Sivkat and Yotes. So, say if you're dividing portions on Shabbos, you can make a lottery, and that is if Hachalakum Shabbos, if the portions are equal. Then it's not applicable any prohibition of gambling. Since you're not really gaining through the lottery, so there's nothing really of a gamble. But with others, it's forbidden. And the reason for that is because they are a particular one on the other. Now to divide without a lottery, sure, that's permitted. Mustamar mean because we presumably say that they're not particular. And we can read Slahatl girl only if they say we want a lottery. Then we see that they're particular because they don't want to lose out. But even if they're neighbors of Lebanechabur Achas and not people members of the same group, the Derchstam Shainim, because the norm of regular neighbors is to be a particular one on the other. The rabbis did not make it forbidden to divide without a lottery. That's the something of the Maskana Magdram Tayyid Shabbos. And so, look also what we wrote in the Be'alocha and the Vimaskal Kavan. So, others, it's forbidden because they're Makbid Zazah one on the other. I know that Shalalim Chalachbeir. Lachbeir is not going to pardon his friend. Even for a little bit, like, hey, it's not fair. So, if cut in chav beis. So, therefore, like we said, it's going to come to measuring and to weighing, which is forbidden on Shabbos. But they give a large portion, opposite a small portion, and then, lahatl garel v'chulu, make a lottery on them, even by his family members, and during the week, it's forbidden because of kovya. Kind of that is the mishis, kibagarel, whoever wins the lottery, yitla gadel will take the bigger piece. Mishis chayv, yitla gadel, whoever loses will get the smaller piece. That's literally. Like by gambling, they play with this piece of woods and you spin the dice or whatever. Now gambling is rabbinically from the dust of a theft. Because the one who's losing, it doesn't really intend to full-fledged give up with a full acquisition. And therefore, it's like in a way stealing from him. Therefore, it's forbidden even during the weekday. Now, after Balabai, they may say, even though the father or his family, it's not applicable robbery at all, it's all his. Malcolm also still forbidden. Them also is because it might come to cause them to gamble with others. And with others, for sure, it's forbidden during the weekday. And all the more so on Shabbos, they could be done in the Mekhemim because. Gambling is similar to business transactions, which is forbidden. And like we said, it could even bring to that, or related to this, mid the mishkel. Sivkatan chav gimel. And some say that when your family members, you're allowed to do it, even big, obviously small, because she might be done, not particular. Because he's giving them everything, it's all from his own. It's not applicable to concern about measuring a weight. Like, and there's also no gambling. Now, if his sons are divided from their own, then yeah, then be forbidden to do a big piece, obviously a small piece, says the Prima God. He says, I don't know where he gets this to be lenient, that when the lottery is to even out the pieces, he says maybe from logic, because since they're brothers, even though that they're doing this, you know, the straws, but still we say that they're not makbid. Sivkan Chabdalat. The Ramah said that it's forbidden to be lahatul gairal, to do a lottery on Shabbos, even through a non-Jew. Hanging that is imu lechalgi, if it's to divide something. But also then it's forbidden to be welcome to slantuye, even the place where it would cause fights, he's still not allowed to do it. I will hodl gairal, but to make a lottery, me or me kaddish, who's going to say kaddish, or me shiyal l'ter, who's going to get an aliyah? Sure, that's permitted. The hoyim mefis m'shabbos v'mikdash, they used to make these lotteries on Shabbos and m'shabbos m'shechit m'zerik, who's going to slaughter, who's going to spray the blood, says the Magen Avraham. Find the Nezah Kodesh, look at the Nezah Kodesh, Shebe B'Shem Shavuos Yaakov, Chele Gimel Simuchav Talad. Shemashma, that sounds like Sheinim, but it's not permitted to rock Lotel Gerl M'tech HaSefer Kanohag. Only if they're doing a lottery from a Sefer, as the custom is, like, you know, you open up to a certain spot. Av Lotel Gerl, but to make a lottery, Al Dipiskoyis, Shunet of Amer Shabbos, the papers that were written from before Shabbos, Shem Kal Echad, all of the name of each one on it, Matil Mikalfi, and they put in the box and Matsi and Piska, and they take out the paper Mishi Allah and say, but who's going to get that? That also that's forbidden. Chigas Mezebachayim, that's what's written in Sebachayim. Sebachayim Chafei. Ramah said that's forbidden to make a lottery for Shabbos and Shabbos. I'm Magan Avram. Look at Magan Avram, that fill him with about mitzvah, even for its mitzvah purpose. Like Matsul Mebed Meedmon, you weren't able to do it before Shabbos. Kamkin also be Shabbos of Yom Tov. It's also forbidden to do it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. We're Mashmah Magen Avraham, but it's not Magen Avraham. The Shorba, if it's that's actually permitted in such a situation, find B'Sharatin, like in the Sharatin. Which in the Sharatin, Eischav Gimel, says the Magen Avraham brings a Raya to his Psak. From this, that the Mishnah is Medayik, Matilin Chalosh Mal Kachim Yamtiv. It says you're allowed to make these lotteries on the Kachim, on Karbonis, and Yamtiv. Maybe you say because on Shabbos, it was just only Psar Oilo. But there was a lech of apana. And says the Sharatzin, according to humble understanding, there's not such a raya, because lech of apana, each one didn't really get, but just a very small piece, like the size of an olive or like a bean. So they didn't make a lottery. So is it possible that the Mishnah specifically picked on Yom Tov because of the Sefer of Aloy Alamonis, to tell us that on Yom Tov it's also forbidden on the portions. The Sharatzin, as Chabdalit says, look over there in his words, that in such a situation, also according to Rashi, permitted, that is, from this that they permitted to make the lotteries in the Kachin that was slaughtered on Yom Tov, he says this also I don't understand, because maybe only on dealing of the meat of a Kachin, which a mitzvah se gemura, that they permitted, but not for some other Torah mitzvah, he says you should know, because the Rashi, the Mishnah says, Stam, Mafas Adam Alamonis and Bandavan Neves, a person can make a lottery on the portion of what his family members, and not with others, and that's the portions of Shabbos, which is also Torah mitzvah to eat them. And includes also Yom Tov, which obviously in the Gemara, and even so, it's going to be Asur. Obviously, Kachim is different. So it says Tzarechin, at least for sure on Shabbos, says one should not be leaning on this as the Pinyan Magen Avraham. And even though we contested previously on this Raya, however, the Maisa, the Halacha is Emes. Here, Halacha, and the Vermaskal Kimish Makpidin, which he referenced, that Mechaber said, to do a lottery with others on Shabbos is forbidden because they're makbid, and it's going to bring to measuring and to weighing. So he says, look at the verse of what I wrote, and that's from Magen Avraham. So he says, look over there also that he writes, moreover, that if we know regarding a group that a particular one on the other, even to separate without a gairel is asur, because we're concerned that they're going to mention about measuring and about weighing and counting. That's forbidden. That's written in Simeshin Chav Gimel. And also the actual joining together of such people, it's not even worthy initially. Because since they're always asking one from the other, that they borrow from one, they're for sure going to come to ask us on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and because they're a particular one on the other, they're going to come to measure and to weigh. Meila stam sheil b'yom tov, borrowing one person Yom Tov from the other person, even in the way that's permitted by other people, by these people of such a group that they're particular, it's not appropriate for sure, because they're going to come to measuring and weighing, and that's dafka by b'nei chabura. but stam neighbors that, and they're not chaverim, that even the mistama, they're also makbid. However, there are a lot of borrow one from the other on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because since they're not usually borrowing always one from the other, we're not crazy that they're going to come to an esser. That's the essence of the words of Magen Avraham, what he takes up from places. Says the Bialach, it would seem that even to separate without a gerel, they didn't make forbidden by neighbors, because since it's not so common by them, they were, the Rabban were not concerned that it's going to come to Issa. That's sound like the Maskans of Magen Avraham. Look over there. In the Vimaskal Zal Zeh, in the same line in the Mechaba, since the particular one on the other, and they come to measuring and weighing, in the Tesefta it's brought that a person could make a lottery with his guest, and so do the guest one with the other, who takes a portion first. But not that he should take his portion and his friend's portion. And the reason is because since there's no monetary ramification, just who takes first, so it's only like when they make the lottery who gets to say Kaddish, which the Magen Avraham was leaning. However, it's difficult. Why does this have to end off? But not that he should take his portion and his friend's portion, should have told us a bigger Kaddish. So even to even out the like to even out the portions, it's also forbidden the guests to make these lotteries. So the Re'alach, what you can say is that that's not so common because the Baal HaBayis, anyways, he makes the portions equal in front of them. So therefore, we didn't have to say that. Some of the Dirshus, Dirshu number 26, the lotteries that are done by gathering money, collecting money from many people with the intention that one of them is going to win the whole money. The Sefer Erech Shai writes, so since the custom of the whole world is to do these types of, like, by these Chinese auctions, split the pot, or whatever it is, that these lotteries, consider like a kin situmta, which is that type of acquisition that you're presuming, and there's no concern of guests, as is brought in Kasim Sefer, meaning Leilam is considered like a situmta, and it helps to nullify the halacha basmachta, which makes this like a little bit like stealing. Shuvas Beish Lema writes that you don't have by these lotteries because of any concern of gezel, because according to the many paiskim, gambling is not considered like an asmach. This is Bert Ramo in Simon Yizayin Sifri Gimel. And even according to those who disagree, however, it's effective regarding of din of the machusa. So when you have a lottery, so you could suspend that the ones who joined were gave over their money to the one that wins wholeheartedly. However, in the Chazon Ish, it's brought that the halach of din machusa is not effective to nullify the halach of asmach. However, in the place where the minigal elam, if according to the halach of the government, Shavuot Mechazon writes that it's not forbidden because of asmachta, which is this idea that the guy's relying really is not going to lose, and therefore really you're taking his money really inappropriately. No, because it's considered sedumta, like the words of Chassam Sefer. Now, a lottery that is done in a way that many people give a small amount of money with the intention that one of them is going to win a specific object, let's say a car or something, not the money itself. So Shavuot Rav Pa'olim writes that that's permitted, as Burton Shavuot Chavas Yara, and Rav Pa'olim explains that since the one who's winning is not taking the money that they gave, it's just something else, so he's not really getting what really belongs to them, rather than the object belongs to the one who's in charge of the lottery. And therefore, he's not considered like stealing the other people that are joining in the lottery. Now, a lottery that's for the purpose of a tzedakah, Sefer Pesach Yechashin writes, that's permitted according to everyone, because since the primary purpose of those who are joining the lottery is not really to win the prize, it's really to support the tzedakah organization, and even the way in which the primary intention of those who are joining is to win the prize, however, the primary lottery is for the tzedakah. Edition number 29. The reason why it's Aser, as the Nezer HaKadosh had said, that to do a lottery on Shabbos, Sefer Chaim writes with it that you have to be concerned that maybe they're going to come to, meaning with the papers, they might come to read the documents, or maybe that they're going to write on Shabbos the name of one of the ones who were joining the girl, that they forgot to write it from before Shabbos. And he adds on that even though those who lean regarding a Shabbos and basic Knesset, that he's allowed to read from the writing on Shabbos, but Mishbura is Timish and Zayin. However, over here, you have a problem of also making a lottery on Shabbos. One should not permit it even with the Shamash. However, regarding taking food from a seller on Shabbos, Mishra writes later in the submission of Chav Gimel that you're allowed to put a sign on the paper that's written under the name of the buyer and didn't make it forbidden because of concern of reading Shtar Yaitis. And regarding Mitzvah Stalk, he writes whether it's possible to permit even to place a paper that's written under a number that he has to give if it's not possible some other way.